The Lord be with you.
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You're lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." That statement, his face fell, and it went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men, it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. So the prayer that we say for the eighth Sunday in ordinary time is that we would be untroubled in our devotion. Untroubled in our devotion. And two literary works just jumped out at me when I was listening to that. Father Tim Gallagher, who is the oblate priest, who was a provincial for many years and on EWTN, a scholar and a very, very holy man, one of his talks said that when he was a teenager, he didn't know too much about meditation. But what happened was God intervened in a providential way, and someone gave him the book Introduction to the Devout Life of St. Francis de Sales. And Father Tim said from reading that, he learned how to meditate. So I invite all of you who have children, teenagers, buy them that book. Some of you have teenagers. Buy them that book, and that book is a self-guide on learning how to meditate. So remember that. That's the Introduction to the Devout Life by the Doctor of the Church, Francis de Sales. Another book that occurred to me is related to the topic, the prayer, is True Devotion to Mary. That's the greatest book ever written on consecrating oneself to Mary in the world. There are others, Father Mike Gately's, Colby, I've done one myself, but True Devotion to Mary, even though some of you have already done that, you can never overdo going back and reconsecrating yourself to Mary. So if you want to consecrate yourself to Mary, Read this book and just go deeper and deeper into the deep message. The essential message is this. If we really want to love the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Mary is the one that can help us to fall in love with the Trinity. That's a summary of that book in just a few words. And all of us are called to fall in love with the Trinity. Choose the quickest path. The quickest, the easiest path is through this devotion to Mary. Okay, the first reading today is an excellent preparation for Lent. Really. If you read through Sirach, chapter 17, 20 to 24, it's an excellent preparation for Lent because it's a challenge for all of us to be converted. And that's the essential message of Lent, which is 2 days away, is we're called to be converted. Now, some of you might say, Father, I'm already converted. Well, hold your horses, okay? Hold your horses. There is what is called a radical conversion from serious sin. Then there's a daily conversion. And St. Bernard, the mellifluous doctor of the church, says it's much easier for to see someone going from a radical conversion of sin than from a good person to be growing and become better and to become the best. That's scary for you people and for me. You hear that? Because the danger is that, well, I go to St. Peter Schnell every morning. I go to Mass. I say my rosary. I've done my part. Hold your horses. You're called to become saints. They don't say that as a pious platitude either, huh? We're called to become saints. That means every day we should be struggling and fighting to become better. You hear me? Every day. Every day. You might be 85 years old, you might be 60, you might be 11 years old. We're all called to work at growing in holiness. That comes about by perfection and charity, growing in love. Now the responsorial psalm, let the just exult and rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 32. I like to highlight this. Let the just exult and rejoice in the Lord. Many people try to find their joy and their happiness in the world. Not going to work. It's not going to work. Rejoice in the Lord. We're only going to find true happiness in God. Do you believe that? Only in God. Look at so many people pursuing happiness in worldliness, and they become more and more empty. The more you pursue worldliness as an end in itself, the more empty, sad, and depressed the person becomes. So let's be thankful that we're here today. We're here in the name of the Lord. You're listening to the Word of God, then you're going to receive the Eucharist. Praise and thank the Lord for that. Amen? The gospel is very rich. And just a word on it, related to us. We always have to apply the Word of God to us. It's not something theoretical, it's something very practical and actual, right now. And it's like a two-edged sword that separates bone from marrow. Remember that? That's what Paul says. Two-edged sword that separates bone from marrow. Okay, some of you are thinking, well, I'm not the rich young man. Number one is that I'm not young, I'm not rich, and I'm not a young man. Okay, so that doesn't apply to me. Hold your horses. The message for you people is this: what are you attached to that's preventing you from giving yourself wholly to God? Hey, it's holy indifference of Ignatius, right? All of you know what holy indifference is by now. You know it in your sleep. I'm always preaching it. It's a challenge for me and a challenge for you. Right now, okay, today you have to ask yourself before Lent starts, what is your biggest attachment that's preventing you from giving yourself totally to God? Are you willing to accept that challenge to examine your life on that? That'd be a great way to enter into Lent. That could be your Lenten proposal. Your Lenten proposal could be that disordered attachment that I have, I'm going to try to overcome it with the help of God's grace. Amen? So that's the interpretation of that biblical passage for me and for you. The rich young man, he had everything. He loved God to a certain extent. He was a good man. He obeyed the commandments, but there was one problem. His heart was too attached to material things. And that prevented him from getting the greatest treasure, which was friendship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, the greatest treasure in our lives is a deep friendship with Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. So let's pray for each other that we'll be able to enter into Lent with a really generous spirit. Saint Ignatius calls it magnanimity. And let's turn to Mary, who said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Amen.